You had such thoughts at that young an age?
Yes, unfortunately. Whatever is built has to break one day.
The intense desire to experience marriage makes one forget his real self, that is soul. Where is the time for such thoughts of detachment in marriage?
However, at that time the thought occurred to me that whatever had begun would eventually come to an end. Of the two of us, one of us would be widowed. When you got married in the presence of all your guests and relatives, with the son and the priest as your witnesses, the mantra chanted by the priest was, Samaye Varte Savadhan, that is, exercise caution according to the event and time. The priest understands what he's saying when he says, Samaye Varte Savadhan, but does the person getting married understand it? What does this mantra mean? It means that when your wife loses her temper, you should remain calm and alert. Only then do you qualify for marriage. If she gets angry, and you get angry too, then you have not exercised caution in time. When she gets upset, you should calm things down. Is it not necessary for you to be cautious? I had remained cautious. I never allowed any discord in my marriage. The moment any discord started, I would bring out the welding kit.
What is the root cause of all conflicts?
Tremendous ignorance. Men and women do not know how to live in this world. A man does not know how to be a father, and neither does he know how to be a husband. Similarly, a woman does not know how to be a wife. They do not know the art of living. With all the material comforts, benefits, and conveniences, there is still so much misery. People live in the ocean of bliss, and yet they are searching for a drop of water.
But isn't quarreling due to the differences in personality?
It is because of ignorance. In this world, no two personalities can ever match. After acquiring this understanding, there is only one solution, and that is, adjust everywhere. God will not reside where there is conflict. So you can tell God, Sir, you can stay in the temples. Do not come to my home. We will construct more temples for you, but do not come to our home. God dwells where there is no strife. I guarantee you, God leaves as soon as quarrels arise, and when that happens, people will tell me their business is not going well. This is because God has departed. Your business will run smoothly as long as God is present. Do you enjoy quarreling?
No, Dada.
But it still occurs, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Diwali, that is the Hindu religious festival, and Christmas also come sometimes. Do they come every day?
The quarreling stops after 15 minutes or so.
Remove all clashes from your life. Otherwise, you will lose your right to be a human being in your next life. Your human birth is a result of many good deeds in previous lives. To be of Indian lineage is even a higher blessing. For all Indians here in the US and the UK, there is no shortage of material conveniences. There is pure, healthy food, which is further evidence of your punyas, that is merit karma, from your past life. What a tragedy it is if you waste all that away by bickering. Our lives at home should be free of conflicts. We should be capable of at least this much. If the wife does not understand, then you should explain to her. If there are conflicts in our home, God will go away. So let's make a decision that we do not want any more quarreling in our home. Having made this decision, if quarreling still takes place, then understand it is beyond your control. If she starts quarreling, just go to bed. After a while, she too will go to sleep. But what if you argue back? Why don't you make a decision not to quarrel for at least 3 days and see what happens? What is wrong with experimenting? Some people go on a fast for 3 days to improve their health, don't they? In the same way, try not to quarrel. Everyone at home should sit down together and decide, I liked what Dada said. So, from this moment on, we will not allow any quarrels to take place. Then just see what happens.
Here in America, even the women go out to work, so they feel a sense of power. And this leads to an increase in conflicts between husband and wife.
It is good if the women become a little powerful. We should take that positively. We should think it is good because now the cart will run better. Is it better to have weak bullocks pulling the cart or powerful ones?
If the power is used properly, then it is fine. But if that power were to be misused, then the cart would run poorly.
If there is no one to accept the effect of her power, then it will just bounce against the wall. If she uses that power and it does not perturb you, then all her power will bounce off the wall and come back to her. It will hurt her.
Are you trying to tell us that we shouldn't listen to what they are saying?
Do listen. Listen to everything very carefully. It is beneficial for you to listen to everything. But if her power causes conflicts, then remain silent. You should just observe the degree to which her ego is intoxicated. The power she will exercise will be in proportion to the degree of intoxication.
That is true. Similarly, should we do the same when the men use their power unnecessarily?
That is when you have to exercise the same care. Today he seems to be in a scolding mood. You can tell yourself this in your mind, but do not say anything to his face.
Yes, otherwise it will add fuel to the fire.
There was a big blow-up today, they will say. Things should not be this way. How beautiful a friendship can be between two friends. Can two friends behave in this manner? Would they still remain friends if they acted in this manner? Husband and wife are considered friends. Therefore, they have to run their homes like two friends would. You should not create problems. Is this why parents get their daughters married? Do they give their daughters to you so that you can behave in this manner? Is this behavior becoming of you? What do you think? It does not suit us. Who do you call civilized? Is it the ones who have conflicts at home or the ones who have none? There should not be even a single quarrel in the home, but if it happens to occur, you should solve it. As soon as you think the flames are going to ignite, throw water on it and cool it down. What is the advantage of living a life of quarrels? What is the meaning of it? There should be no quarreling in life. What are you going to divide and take with you when you die? Why have quarrels when you have to eat and sleep together? You get upset when someone says anything negative about your husband, but you do not have any problems when you do the same. It should not be this way. Even the husband should not do this. Any quarrels you have will affect your children's lives. Quarrels in the home affect the growing minds of children. Homes that are free of quarrels will have healthy children with emotional maturity. Otherwise, a lot of problems will ensue for these children in the future. Since the spontaneous expression of this gnan within me 20 years ago, and even 20 years prior to the gnan, there has been no quarreling in my home life. In this world, you cannot afford to quarrel under any circumstances. So from now on, think before you do it. Otherwise, take Dada Bhagwan's name. I too take Dada Bhagwan's name before I do anything. As soon as you take Dada Bhagwan's name, your work will get done as you would like it.